Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans can turn a loss into a win with the King of Sportsbooks. Just place a single first touchdown score prop bet on any Monday or Thursday pro football game. If your bet loses, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. This offer is available all season long. Wager confidently and take your game to the next level with BetMGM. Just log into your account or download the BetMGM app and sign up today. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown in any Monday or Thursday pro football game. And if your bet misses, you'll get up to $25 back in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager, Kansas only. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Welcome back in, everybody, to Sports Daily. Jake Ballbrock, Tommy Caster, Jad Chambers producing for us here today. Glad to have you with us. It is a huge weekend in the sports world and one of the great weekends in Kansas State football history as the Wildcats take down TCU in one of the all-time games. Man, that game was fantastic. It was emotional. There was drama involved in it. It, you know, validated what we thought about K-State, I think, and their ability to go win that game. I was so excited for K-State and so heartbroken for TCU at the same time, but we got it right anyway because TCU got into the playoff. I was mad. At the same time, I was like, heck yeah, K-State. We knew they were this good. They went and got it done. I immediately became angry at the system and thought Ohio State and Alabama are going to get in this thing because they didn't have to play a game because they weren't good enough to get to a game. But the committee probably got this about right, putting them and I think you can make a case for Ohio State to jump USC. The only problem is USC's in if they don't play a conference title game. So, you know, it's we can get to that in a minute. But first things first, Kansas State gets the win. Deuce Vaughn shined in a big game. They made some key defensive stops when they needed to. Max Duggan, you can give him the Heisman. He was fantastic. He's not going to get it, but he certainly deserves at least to be in the conversation or the number two guy, their star receiver. Johnston was fantastic. It had everything you wanted. And Kansas State, in a game where they lost Knowles early, Tommy, still finds a way to get enough done offensively and get a win. What a phenomenal job. And what a great team and group that group is.
You know, sometimes you watch like a game like the Big 12 championship game, and you see the two teams in it, and you think, I'm not so sure that these two teams are the two best teams in the conference. They just found their way into the championship game. Not the case with this one. It is obvious and clear to me that those two teams are the two best teams in the conference, bar none. Without a doubt. And you're absolutely correct. It worked out perfectly. Kansas State got their conference championship. TCU didn't fall out of the four-team CFP, which they shouldn't have. I'm glad that they're still in it. I'm glad they get an opportunity to go play for a natty. And so it worked out it worked out perfectly for both teams. And I did agree with Sonny Dykes after the game when he said that he didn't feel like TCU should be penalized for that loss. I didn't feel like that they should have been either. Kansas State, they got a lot of respect, I think, from the committee because of the way that they played and the way that they had their entire season play out for them. I think that the committee got it totally correct. But looking at the game itself, you're absolutely right. Instant classic, big-time players making big-time plays. And how about, you mentioned Max Duggan. How about that drive in the fourth quarter? And he put the team on his back and took off, ran the football several different times, was on his hands and knees in the end zone, gasping for oxygen. You know, his teammates are trying to help him off the field. He's pushing them away. And I'm thinking, man, that's a Heisman moment right there. Willed his team back into the game when they needed to score the most to force the game into overtime. That was pretty incredible. And, you know, I'm not a TCU fan, but in that moment, as I'm watching Max Duggan, how can you not root for him? How can you not be like, man, that is just an incredible show of strength and determination and drive and tenacity and all of it. That game had everything you could possibly want in a high-level college football championship-worthy game. And I couldn't be more happy for Kansas State getting their conference championship. It's a validation of Chris Klieman and what he's built with that program. Yeah, I mean, all in all, it was a storybook game, a storybook ending for Kansas State. And now the Horned Frogs get to represent the conference and go and try to win a national championship. Pretty awesome.
Everybody, including, I don't think anybody wasn't rooting for Duggan in the way he was playing. That was just such a fun game. It was my favorite game of any college football game I watched all year long. It had everything you want in a game like that. Had drama. It was very back and forth. You saw one of the best players, if not the best player in the country, putting his team on his back. You saw the stars shine for K-State that needed to shine. You saw that defense, which I still think is the best in the league, make big plays late when it mattered the most. And the story of Will Howard and Adrian Martinez's relationship is a phenomenal one. Chris Klieman was asked right after the game on the field in the post-game interview, not when he had time to think about it, but on the field by the sideline reporter about Will Howard and coming in, and he quickly gave credit to Adrian Martinez and said, we're not here without him. And these two's ability to work together, become best friends, and all the things that have happened in the meantime, and he's right. That's not just coach speak. Because, Tommy, when Adrian Martinez comes in and the way everything's played out, like, none of this happens if Will Howard's not getting that support, I don't think. I mean, it really is a group and a locker room that's totally bought in. And that's what validates this so much, I think, for the staff, for the fans, for everybody, is because they had plenty of times this season where it could have spiraled out of control. I mean, really think about all the different things for this team this year. Losing to Tulane early. Losing your starting quarterback, losing both quarterbacks in the same game. Deuce Vaughn is clearly hobbled much of the season. Like, all of these little things, yet they kept hanging in there, doing what they needed to do. The loss to Texas. Okay, fine. We're going to come back and we got to win the rest of them. And just all of those things leading up to that moment and within the game, you lose Malik Knowles, one of your most explosive players, to injury, and you still find a way to get it done. It's remarkable. And I can't wait for the Sugar Bowl. I hope Alabama has enough dudes that actually play in the game. And we don't know what's going to happen with that yet. K-State's going to be out there with their hair on fire. It's a Nick Saban team. I don't see them taking anything off, whether they have their starting quarterback or not. I think that they'll be ready to roll. And I think it's going to be a fantastic opportunity for the program on that kind of a stage. Boy, if they can come in and punch Alabama in the mouth, that stuff matters in recruiting. Now they get the full month of extra practice. Like, what a great time for the program.
Yeah, and the number of times, as you mentioned, that they could have rolled over and just, you know, packed it in, they didn't do that. You mentioned the loss to Tulane. I had a hard time not thinking about, in the moments after the win on Saturday, man, what would this season have been like if they had not lost to Tulane? they would have been absolutely in the conversation for a national championship. But that was one of the times that they could have packed it in.
Tulane's really good, though. You know, we keep saying, like, oh, if they didn't lose to Tulane. Tulane's won its conference and ended up being a top 20, probably will end up. I didn't see where they ended up.
But it's a game they should have won. It's a game that Kansas State absolutely should have won.
Absolutely. They should have won the Texas game, too.
Yeah, it was hard for me to not think, you know, what could have been without that loss. And you mentioned the Texas game. You know, if you have you take away that bad first half defensively for Kansas State, that could have ended up differently. You take away, we haven't even mentioned it, the last time they played TCU, they had a 3-score lead and gave it up, and TCU won the game. I mean, there's a lot of what-ifs, right? And you can what-if it to death, and it doesn't change anything. But there are legitimate what-ifs there that could have easily had Kansas State playing for a national championship. Regardless, though, it's a great season because they were resilient. They had a lot of injuries. They had the, you know, and remember, we talk about that it wasn't even a controversy, the discussion between Adrian Martinez and Will Howard and who was going to lead the team. It wasn't just that. Think about the early games in the season where we were having the conversations of, can Adrian Martinez even do anything? Can he even lead the team to victory? Like he looks kind of pedestrian throwing the football. Can he even really do anything? And now look at Kansas State. Look at what they've been able to do offensively. And so I feel like going into a Sugar Bowl against a team like Alabama, and knowing what this team can do offensively, they absolutely should be able to hang in the Sugar Bowl. I don't see Alabama being head and shoulders better than them. And then, of course, like we talked about, you just mentioned, who knows what the status of a lot of the Alabama players will be going into the Sugar Bowl. But regardless, it's a great opportunity for Kansas State to highlight their program again on a huge stage in the Sugar Bowl, one of the top bowls in America. It's a validation of the program for sure.
Well, and it's an opportunity for Will Howard to get this much more work leading into next year. What has changed for me, and I think what's probably changed for a lot of folks, is what the expectation for this program will be next year, right? This felt like an all-in year where they had to get it done this year. Now, they did get it done, but I think with the development of Howard and some of these other young players and all the injuries that they've dealt with and the experience gained just through that, I do think there's a chance they're right back in contention next year now. I don't know how you wouldn't. You know, we've seen depth at the running back position. We didn't know if that was there. I think it is. And we don't know what they're going to be able to do in the portal either, which is going to be significant most likely. If I'm a receiver and I know, and we don't know who's coming back and who's not coming back, but there's probably an opportunity for a really good receiver to come into Kansas State and see Will Howard play and want to be a part of that. So, the future is as bright as it could be. And then after next year, you'll probably have all those, you know, the recruits that are coming to one of the best classes they've ever had. Then they'll probably start coming through and be ready to go. So there is a vision here of a whole lot of really good years for Kansas State football. And that's really exciting.
I also think, and to take that even a step further, because of what we saw this season from Kansas State, Sugar Bowl notwithstanding, regardless of what the result of that ends up being, you have to wonder if the expectations start to shift a little bit. Can this team win a national championship? And it's been a long time since Kansas State has had those conversations. It's been about 20 years, I think, since the last time the Wildcats and the people around the program and the university and the fan base have had that legitimate question. Can this team go out and win a national championship? Do they have the talent to do that? For a long time in the conference, Kansas State played good football at times and, you know, a couple of years competed for conference championships. But more often than not, they were in that top tier, kind of mid-range in the conference. They weren't really competing for conference championships. They were getting maybe middle-of-the-road bowl games. Now, all of a sudden, because of what we saw this year and with what we know is more than likely returning next season and with what Chris Klieman has built there as a program, recruiting and all of that, I think it's a legitimate question. Can they win a national championship? And I think that should be a fair question.
Yeah, I think it's a question. I don't know without their Malik Knowles not going to be back, don't think. Deuce Vaughn, I don't think will be back. Phillip Brooks don't think will be back. And I don't know what, I can't recall off the top of my head what Knowles and Brooks's COVID year status is, but those guys are all going to have a chance to go play. We'll see on that. Deuce Vaughn's going to have a chance to go to the league. He's also going to have a chance to make some money, though. DJ Giddens looks pretty good. He looks pretty good. It's hard for me to answer that question just yet because they're losing so much at the skill positions, and I don't know what they're going to replace him with. But knowing Will Howard can come back, I think probably gives a lot of ammo to Colin Klein and Chris Kleiman to go hit the portal hard and go get some dudes. And that will help. But until we see that, it's going to be tough to see. They're going to lose the conference's best defensive player, most likely, right? And Felix Anyedike Uzama. He is fantastic. One of the best players in the country. I think, anyway, that he's one of the best players in the country. And it's hard right now to get a good grasp of next year. But they're going to get so much work in for all levels of the team over this month to get ready for that game. And I don't know either how much work they can do in the transfer portal like today. I don't know what the rules are on that. But we're seeing a lot of talented players hit the portal already. So it's all there for them, but man, they're going to lose a lot. And the all-in nature of this year will, I mean, you're losing, I would say they're at least losing four of their best six players just on the surface. And that's not even really going into like offensive line and looking there. Just your two top receivers, your top running back, your top defensive player, just off the top of my head are going to be, you know, gone. That's going to be tough. But they're in that conversation now because look at what they just did.
Yeah, well, look, and I'm not ready to go out here and make it an expectation, right? But I do think it's a question. And I do think that based on what we saw this year and with what Chris Kleiman is building and has built and will continue to build, I think that I guess my point is that we're now in a landscape with Kansas State football where I think that the program from years to come is not only on solid footing, but has the opportunity to start shooting a little bit higher. And I think that's Absolutely. Exactly where they're at right now.
When the class coming in gets to be to this point, they I think the expectation absolutely needs to be the playoff. And they would have been in the playoff this year. So that's not an unreasonable expectation. And all you have to do to be a national title contender, quote unquote, is to make the playoff. So yeah, that can almost become a yearly expectation if things go well. We'll come back. KU didn't play this weekend, but they are going bowling. We'll talk about their bowl game. If you missed anything on the show today, KFH Radio is the place to be. You can get everything on demand. Check it out, download it, listen to it wherever you are. We'll be right back. Albrock DeCaster Sports Daily on a Reaction Monday.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.